encouraging every step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Beth Qualls. She is the HANDS Program Manager for the Boyd County Health Department. And Beth, for those who maybe haven't heard of the HANDS Program before, can you tell us just a little bit about what that program is?
HANDS is the acronym stands for Health Access Nurturing Development Services. We're a voluntary home visitation program for new or expectant parents. And we work with whole families. We support families as they build healthy, safe environments for the optimal growth and development of children.
Okay, so you mentioned that this is a program for families that are expecting a new child or for families that have a new child. How do these families get connected with the HANDS program?
Families who reside in the state of Kentucky can call their local health department. In Boyd County, if they call the Ashland-Boyd County Health Department and just ask to speak to HANDS, they'll be connected with me, and we can enroll them and get them signed up for HANDS. I would like for all families to realize that we are not an income-based program. Anyone who is expecting a child, you know, there's a lot of nerves and a lot of anxiety that goes with pregnancy, especially if it's a first-time family. And so with a pregnancy and a new birth, or even adding new children to the mix and, you know, to your family, there's anxiety and there's stressors there, and every child and every pregnancy is new and different. And so we're a support program, and we want to provide that support to families. We're not income-based, so anyone is eligible who might be interested in signing up is eligible.
Okay, and you mentioned that this program does home visits. So what would somebody expect a typical home visit to be like?
The first visit, I come out and I bring resource information about programs and other things that are going on in our community. So it's packed full of all the different community resources that Boyd County has to offer. And it's a get-to-know-you meeting where, you know, we do like the intake paperwork just to get you enrolled, so all that documentation. And then after that, we have a family support worker who would visit weekly, and we have a curriculum. It's called Growing Great Kids. They bring out that curriculum, and we follow that. But it's parent-led, so we want parents to let us know the things that they're most interested in learning about. Our curriculum touches the areas or covers the areas of physical and brain development, cues and communication, attachment and bonding. We do play and brain development, social-emotional development. All those areas are covered, and within that curriculum, we do activities every time when we come out. So we're making baby blankets, or we're making brattles, or playing games with the kids. It's all age appropriate, and all of our information is research based, because you know whenever I had my children, things are different than now that I have grandchildren. So, and the information changes. We used to be told to put babies to sleep on their bellies. We now know from research that it's safer for a child to sleep on their back. And so we bring out information that is the most current research-based information based on the American Pediatric Association, March of Dimes, that information.
Excellent. So this sounds like a great resource for families. And I know that you guys spend a lot of focus on the basic care of a child. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So basic care covers the areas of like how to diaper a baby. We have a bathtub that we can bring out and a baby. And so you can practice that. Bathing a baby, because that's sometimes very intimidating if you've never bathed a newborn. They're slippery, and so you can practice that before your child gets here. We practice diapering, dressing, swaddling. We'll bring out blankets, and so we can practice swaddling before your child gets here. And then once the child comes along, as far as basic care, we follow along with making sure that you're aware of when well child checkups are due, and we bring information about immunization time frames. Another important part, that hands, we do the ages and stages questionnaire, right, to make sure that babies are developmentally on target. That's a great resource tool that, families enjoy, I think, is, you know, is we do those screenings to make sure that children are developmentally on track. Mm-hmm. And so every 2 months we do an ages and stages questionnaire to ensure that, babies are meeting their milestones. And if we see that there's an area that maybe they're not quite at that milestone yet, then we have activities that we bring out to help. Or if a referral is needed, then we make referrals to First Steps and help families with that process of making that referral to First Steps for therapy, so speech, occupational, and physical therapy.
That's great. And you mentioned that a lot of these things can be done, you can start these things before the child is actually born. How far before the birth of a child do you start working with pregnant mothers?
As soon as a mom finds out she's pregnant, she can call us and get enrolled. And we love catching families and getting them enrolled just as soon as they realize that they're pregnant, because, you know, as pregnancy progresses, we have the information of what to expect and to start building that attachment and bonding with their child before the child is born. But if for some reason a family doesn't hear about HANDS or isn't aware of the HANDS program, we can enroll families up until the child's 12 weeks old. And then we do have a cutoff. We can't enroll families after their 12-week birthday. But then once a family's enrolled, they can stay in HANDS until their child graduates when they're between 2 and 3. And I say can stay because we're voluntary. So if a family enrolls and then, they decide that HANDS just isn't for them, if they just let us know, then of course we're voluntary, so that, you know, they can stop the program or they can stay until that child's first graduation. And we have graduation hats and certificates, and we do a little ceremony for their child's graduation. And we also do community events and group events with our families. At Christmas time, we love having our Christmas party every year when COVID's not going on. But we have our Christmas party with Santa Claus, and so the children can get pictures and families. We take pictures of the families with Santa Claus, and that's a lot of fun. We make a craft, and we all, of course, have a meal together. This year at Halloween, we're planning a safe Halloween party, and we're going to allow the children to trick or treat through our health department. And so we're looking forward to that, and that'll be a lot of fun. And of course, we always do a craft at every event as well.
Well, I'm sure that is a lot of fun. Beth, I wanted to ask you, with COVID over this past year and a half, that presents a little bit of a challenge. How have you guys managed these home visits in the face of COVID?
With COVID, we have the option, families have the option. If they don't feel comfortable with us coming into the home, if they would prefer at this time to receive services through teleservice, we can do that. We can also move back and forth between, you know, so if today we're doing a in-home visit, but next week we do a health screening before every single visit. And so if there's any symptoms, then we will transfer over to a teleservice visit until everyone is healthy or until the family feels comfortable with us resuming in-person visits. We have some families that are just doing teleservice only at this time.
Well, good. It sounds like a program that is very good for the parents and fun for the children. So I'm glad that you all are able to offer that program.
I would just really want to stress that everyone's eligible. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about HANDS until I started working with the HANDS program. And I wish HANDS would have been around when my children were little, because I have used HANDS with all of my grandchildren and have seen the benefits of the information that's provided within the curriculum on things like empathetic parenting. I think it's just a great program. I enjoy getting up and coming to work every day and doing this job. And a lot of people can say that, so.
That's great. So if somebody's listening and they have a new baby coming or a new baby that they've just received into their family, or if maybe they know a family that's in that kind of situation and they want to find out more about this HANDS program, how do they get in touch with you and what should they do next?
If someone's interested in signing up for HANDS, if they live in Boyd County and they want to call the Ascombe County Health Department and ask for Beth, my number is 329-9444 and I'm extension 239.
All right, and that HANDS program is available in every county in Kentucky. So if you're not in Boyd County, be sure to be in touch with your local health department, and they can get you connected with the right person there as well. I want to say thank you to Beth Qualls for being our special guest on our Community Matters interview today. If you missed any portion of this interview and you'd like to hear it again, be sure to head over to walkfm.org. You can find Community Matters in the Connect tab that comes down from the top. Also, if you are part of a church or an organization that's doing something to bless our community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me a note at communitymatters@walkfm.org, and who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle, you're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you have a wonderful day.